In Mexico, the drug war has left a top candidate for governor dead and his party casting about for a new candidate 5 days before the election. The man favored to become governor in the state of Tamaulipas was gunned down on Monday. Mexican officials say the vote will go on even as the man assassinated was remembered at a huge memorial service in the capital. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Aquí está nuestro amigo. Rodolfo Torres Cantú.
In a modern convention center in Ciudad Victoria, thousands of people rose to their feet and applauded for almost 5 minutes straight as the bodies of Rodolfo Torres Cantú and his bodyguards were carried into the podium. Torres, who had a wide lead according to opinion polls in the Tamaulipas governor's race, was assassinated as he was wrapping up his campaign this week. Gunmen blocked his campaign convoy with a tractor trailer and then opened fire. Even the day before he was killed, he vowed on the campaign trail to tackle insecurity, which is the word politicians use to refer to the rampant drug gang killings. He was eulogized by current Tamaulipas Governor Eugenio Hernandez. Hernandez told the crowd that Torres was a man who gave his all for the state of Tamaulipas. He said Torres was a symbol of hope during what have been troubled times. Across Mexico, 12 politicians have been murdered this campaign season, but the killings of mayors and local political party chiefs no longer garner much attention. They tend only to get a day or a day and a half's worth of headlines. Torres, however, was on the verge of being a state governor, and he's the most high-ranking candidate to be killed since Luis Donaldo Colosio was gunned down in Tijuana in 1994. Earlier this year, the Gulf Cartel and their armed wing, the Zetas, had a falling out. The two gangs have been battling each other here in an increasingly violent fashion for control of drug smuggling routes through northeastern Mexico. The national newspaper Reforma, in an editorial, implied that Torres was executed by the Zetas because he favored the Gulf Cartel. Torres' supporters say he didn't have ties to any organized criminals. Beatriz Paredes, the national head of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, said there's a battle going on in Mexico right now between good and evil.
Queremos creer que en México...
We believe that in Mexico, she said, there are more people who want truth, goodness, and democracy than people who want hate and, for no reason, chaos. More than 23,000 people have been killed in Mexico since President Felipe Calderón declared war on the cartels in December of 2006. After Torres' killing on Monday, there were calls by some politicians for this weekend's elections to be suspended, at least here in Tamaulipas. But officials now say all the polls nationwide will go forward as scheduled. President Calderón called a special meeting of his security ministers in response to the assassination.
Estos sucesos representan un atentado no solo contra un ciudadano.
These actions represent an attack not just against one citizen, Calderón said. It's an attack against our democratic institutions, and thus it's an act that requires a strong and unified response on the part of everyone who cares about democracy. And the Mexican president said organized crime remains the greatest threat to Mexico.
No podemos ni debemos permitir que el crimen pretenda imponer su voluntad y sus reglas perversas.
We cannot and should not allow organized crime to impose its perverse rules, Calderón said, as they are trying to do now by interfering in the decisions of citizens and the electoral process. Calderón and other leaders have been calling on the Mexican people to show their solidarity against organized crime by going to the polls on Sunday. But in the streets here, people say they're terrified. Many parents rushed to pull their children out of school when word of Torres' shooting hit the airwaves. And some people say they have even less reason to vote now that the leading candidate is dead. The 46-year-old Rodolfo Torres Cantú leaves behind a wife and three children. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Ciudad Victoria, Tamaulipas.